When you need immediate care, you want a team that cares about you. Desert Oasis Healthcare's award-winning immediate care clinics offer you what you need, like same-day service on a variety of tests, including COVID testing for COVID treatment options. Meet our efficient, caring, and knowledgeable team in four locations throughout the Valley. We take pride in our service, and caring for you is our passion. Visit us when you need care and see why many agree. Desert Oasis Healthcare is the best of desert.
DAP Health and Revival Stores are committed to health equity in the Coachella Valley. You can support the community you want to create by helping fund comprehensive care at DAP Health, or by shopping, donating, or volunteering at one of Revival Stores' four Valley locations. No one is turned away from care because of their ability to pay at DAP Health. 10,000 of our neighbors receive integrated care, including primary care, mental health care, sexual wellness, and HIV specialty care at DAP Health's clinics in Palm Springs and Indio. To learn more, go to daphealth.org.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
Hello, my friend, Pat Boone here. People often ask me what I do to stay as young and active as I seem to be to them at age 87, and I do feel great. I tell them I try to eat right, I exercise, I read the Bible each morning. Plus, for the last 20 years, I've been taking an anti-aging nutritional formula called MDR Vital Factors. And for me, it's like a fountain of youth. See, Vital Factors gives me lots of energy, mental focus, and all-day stamina. It was developed by medical doctor research with nutrients that support your natural HGH, the youth hormone that declines as we age. It's vital for lean muscles, firm skin, strong bones, peak brain function, and your immune defenses that keep you healthy. All of that's vitally important today. So, if you're feeling older, why don't you try Vital Factors like I do and turn back the clock? Recapture that wonderful feeling of youthful vitality and great health, which I'd still enjoy. Call 800-325-VITAL, V-I-T-A-L, 1-800-325-VITAL, that's vital, or go to vitalfactors.com, vitalfactors.com. You'll thank me.
We're sizzling in the desert, and RVing is hotter than ever. Hi there, folks. Cher Lichtman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Our commitment is to your health and safety, and we promise you customer delight. Hot, hot deals await you. The number one RV dealer in California. Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Your adventure starts here.
From the Joey English Show, here is this hour's mystery song.
Okay, Joey pals. Actually, today, although we're celebrating it all week, Wednesday, February 1st, would have been Lisa Marie Presley's birthday. Did you know she recorded a lot of songs? We're not as familiar with her work, but we're learning. So Rick has put together a mystery song from Lisa Marie Presley that we're hoping Tracy's going to know. Isn't her voice interesting?
Her voice has such...
husky.
Yeah, and it's got such emotion to it, you know? It is just... you feel her. I don't know the song.
Raven? Is she going to sing the word?
Oh. Hold your head. Yeah. Hold your head up high, undone. Hold your head, something.
Something. Raven. Pretty. Thanks, Rick. We're learning. Happy birthday, Lisa Marie. Gone too soon.
Way too soon.
Look who's in the house. It's time for the box office. We do this once a month. I know you love it. The Box Office Theater Report, starring Tracy Essex.
Welcome to the February Box Office Report. This segment is brought to you by Coachella Valley Repertory. CV Rep offers high-caliber theater in an intimate setting. Visit cvrep.org. And it's season, folks. You can tell there's so much going on. Let me give you a quick rundown. Palm Springs International Piano Competition will hold their trademarked show, Three Pianos, Six Hands, with variations at the McCallum Theater on March 20th. VIP tickets include a gourmet dinner at the club at Morningside and are available by visiting psipc.org. What started as a biannual piano competition organization is now an ongoing events and concerts organization. Don't miss out on any of the upcoming events hosted by PSIPC. And just as an aside, Three Pianos, Six Hands was the brainchild of Peggy Cravens.
Yes.
She's no longer with us, but her show, her talent, her community service is living on forever. CV Rep will present Once, a love story reminding us of how the language of music is universal. Winner of 8 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Once tells the story of Gus, an Irish songwriter who spends his days fixing vacuums in the Dublin shop he runs with his father. While on the verge of giving it up altogether, along comes a girl who convinces Gus to believe in love, music, and the courage to carry on. Once is on stage at CV Rep from February 21st through March 5th. Tickets are on sale now. Information, tickets, visit cvrep.org. And CV Rep just finished its run of Dirty Blonde, a story of two Mae West fans who meet at her grave on the anniversary of her death. And at the end of this segment, I'm challenging Joey to a Mae West trivia contest.
Fun.
Woo! Does Our Performs will present, and this is a mouthful, a funny thing happened on the way to the gynecologic oncology unit at Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center of New York City.
Good heavens.
That's the title. We're just going to call it A Funny Thing Happened. We're shortening that bad boy. A foul-mouthed 20-something comedian and a middle-aged man embroiled in a nasty divorce are brought together unexpectedly when their cancer-stricken mothers become roommates in the hospital.
Wow.
Together, this unlikely duo must negotiate some of life's biggest challenges while making some of the world's most inappropriate jokes. Can these two very lost people learn to laugh through their pain and lean on each other when all they really want to do is run away? Visit desertperforms.org.
That's a great premise.
In Palm Canyon Theater just wrapped up Palm Springs Getaway, a musical romp written by the very talented Kara Van Dyke. I saw it for its closing matinee, and it was an amazing, fun musical. Congratulations to Kara and Palm Canyon Theater. And next in store for Palm Canyon is The Scarlet Pimpernel, on stage February 10th through March 1st. The Scarlet Pimpernel could be the original superhero. This swashbuckling action-adventure musical is based on Baroness Orczy's famous 20th century novel. The wealthy, snobbish Sir Percy Blakeney leads a double life, even keeping this from his newlywed, that behind the mask, he's the quick-thinking master of disguise and escape artist rescuing aristocrats before they are sent to the guillotine during the French Revolution.
Wow.
This should be fun. It's another must-see musical at Palm Canyon Theater. Tickets are on sale now. Visit Palm Canyon Theater. And how do we spell it, Joey?
Properly.
.net. Desert Ensemble Theater will present Kafka's Joke on stage March 10th through the 19th. On his deathbed, Franz Kafka instructs his friend Max Brod to burn his unpublished manuscripts. Brod does not destroy Kafka's work, believing that Kafka is a literary genius, and he escapes from Nazi Germany, bringing Kafka's work to Palestine. Don't miss this true story, based on the 2016 Israeli Supreme Court case. Desert Ensemble performs at the Palm Springs Cultural Center. Tickets or information, visit Desert Ensemble Theater.
Spell properly.
You know it, .org. All right, so that's a look at what's going on in theaters across our valley.
Okay.
And all right, now it is time to celebrate CV Rep's successful run of Dirty Blonde. Here's some Mae West trivia, and let's see how much Joey knows.
Oh,
Joey
gosh.
Knows. How old was Mae West when she made her debut performance?
I don't know.
She was a kid. She was 5 years old. 5 years old.
My goodness.
And guess where she did it?
Someplace funny, I bet. You're giving us a hint.
I am, in a church. So
5 years old. Can you? That's ironic, isn't it?
It is very
Last
ironic.
Last time she was in a church.
Probably the only time she was
there
in a church.
There you go. That's great. What else?
And what was her vaudeville stage actress name?
Didn't know that either.
Baby May.
Baby May.
Baby May. Yeah, and it's so
whatever happened to Baby May?
No, what is that? There's a movie, Whatever Happened to Baby Jane. I know nothing about that.
Oh, really?
Who's in that one?
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Bette Davis and Joan Crawford.
And I love Bette Davis.
Oh, you'd love this. I know a piece of trivia. She's a very old, terrible-looking child actress who still wants to look young. And in it, Bette Davis never took her makeup off. She kept applying another layer on each day.
Oh, wow.
Just Google a trailer.
Oh, my gosh. Could you imagine that much gook on your face?
And it works.
Wow.
For what she was trying to create. Okay.
She creates. She was the greatest creator.
Oh, I
truly.
Think best actress. Agreed.
Yep. Okay, what was her big break?
We're back to Mae West.
We're
Joy
back
Dows.
To Mae West, yes.
I don't know.
It was Dancing the Shimmy in the Revue Sometime. That's
shimmy.
How she got her big break. She was discovered and then went on to get some great, great acting roles.
Golly, it's the only thing I know about her. I don't know if you're going to ask. She discovered Cary Grant. Is that it?
I didn't know that.
Oh,
that
it's not a question.
It's
the
not.
Only one I knew.
Well, if we have time after we
we'll
do the
make
questions,
it up. Okay.
We'll talk
right.
about how she discovered Cary Grant, because I didn't find that in any of my
oh,
question
yes.
research. All right. So under what name did she write her plays?
Ooh. And that was?
Jane Mast.
Interesting.
You were mouthing it. You knew that one. You just were second guessing yourself.
I was second guessing. But, I mean, you, with her proclivity for sexual things and innuendos, Jane Mast. I'll have to think about it.
I know. And isn't that interesting? She
yes.
had a vaudeville name, Baby May, and then she had a nom de plume.
Yes.
Jane Mast. West wrote a total of 13 films.
Wow.
How many did she star in?
Half.
More than half.
Okay.
Do you have another guess?
9.
That's it. Ding,
oh, okay.
ding, ding, ding.
Let me look. 9.
She starred in 9. Okay, Joey, let's see if you can complete some of these famous Mae West phrases.
Oh, okay.
To err is human.
Oh, I don't know that one.
But it feels divine.
Oh, how cute.
Exactly. Leave it to her. The cure for boredom is curiosity.
Don't know.
There's no cure for
curiosity.
And this one you'll love because this is just punny. She's the kind of girl who could climb the ladder of success.
Go ahead.
Wrong by wrong.
That's, oh, not,
that a great,
not rung a, by rung.
It's wrong
oh,
by wrong.
Oh, please.
All right. Why don't you come up and see?
Why don't you come up sometime and why don't you come up and see me sometime?
There you go.
That's the one we all know. And the other one is all this meat and no potatoes.
You know what? Isn't that a great expression?
When she saw the men.
I still
all
use
this
that.
Meat. But that's not on your list. What do you have?
You only live once, but?
Oh, if you do it right, once is enough.
That's exactly it. Last question. In 1935, West was the highest paid
wow.
star in Hollywood and the second highest paid person in the United States. This is 1935. Mm. Who was the highest paid person?
It wasn't an actor.
No, it was not.
Tell us.
Newspaper tycoon William Randolph Hearst.
Now, I have, two pieces of trivia. We have time? Okay. Of Marlene Dietrich, Mae West, and Greta Garbo, there was a big to-do about the fact that one of them was truly a man, the original transgendered female. And they were going to tell us after all three of them died.
Oh, wow.
And I never heard the answer. So if any of our Joey pals was it, I was going to guess Mae West just because of her build. Greta was very slender. Marlene was very slender. But
very slender in that perfect female figure. You can get
and
that.
Mae was big boned. But
big boned and big. Everything was big.
So we don't know the answer to that.
No, let's guess Mae.
And the other thing is, she discovered Cary Grant. Talk for a second while I Google it.
Okay. So I didn't even know that she discovered Cary Grant.
What movie and did I Mae think West it's just Cary Grant
it's
in?
Interesting how Mae West, all these years later, still lives on.
She done him wrong. 1933.
Wow.
She said, why don't you come up sometime? Don't be afraid. I won't tell.
You know what? She was amazing and talented and so much fun. And that's, I mean, she is really
pre-code.
She's the first true feminist. Mm-hmm. She had that sexual energy about her and didn't mind that whole flaunting.
And then also in 1933, Mae West and Cary Grant, I'm No Angel.
I'm No Angel was phenomenal.
Yes.
That's
I love black and white anyway.
You know what? So do I. Every year, It's a Wonderful Life is on. This year, it was on in color, which is so disappointing.
Oh, I wouldn't like that.
It cannot be in color. It's just not how it works. It's such a letdown.
Sign off, and then I want to talk about something else.
Perfect. For the February box office report, this is Tracy Essex. We'll see you in March. For the Joey English Show, I'm Tracy Essex.
Now, Joey pals, on Friday, February 10th, you've got a new show you're going to do with us called The Charity Corner, and it's presented by...
by Palm Springs International Piano Competition. We will be talking about all of the charitable events, the charity organizations.
Just like you do the theaters.
Yes, but we'll talk about everything from where they need volunteers to what events they're doing for fundraising to what their goals are. This valley is full of nonprofits. I know, and you know what? Some of them are doing such amazing work, and they need that exposure as only Joey English can provide. So thank you for allowing us to
bless
do this,
your
Joey.
Heart. Thank you, sweetheart. If you're near your phones, I've got presents for you.